When I grew up, it was the Indian Massacre, and then later became known as the Great Sioux Uprising, which is kind of my favorite term. And in those days, when I was a boy, it was a cause for celebration by both the whites and the Indians. We were all glad it was over. We got together from time to time, and in the parades that occurred, the 75th, what year was that? It must have been 1937. Big parade downtown, Indians were a participant in it, and everybody, it was a big happy time for everybody. There was no animosity of any kind that I can remember.
You remember this? Were you there?
Yeah, sure, I was in it.
You were in it?
What did you do? Dressed in a little costume.
A little pilgrim costume?
Well, no, probably cowboys and Indians. Cowboys.
I was
probably
a cowboy?
I presume I was a cowboy, yeah. I think maybe I can remember having an Indian headband with a feather in it one time. But in those times, we played cowboys and Indians, and I had a cowboy outfit.
Would this be in August then?
Probably August of 1937, I guess it would have been, yeah.
And you don't remember it as being partisan in any way?
No, I don't remember. Now, that is to say, in these kind of public events, they were a celebration. Today, political correctness again being what it is now changed into a commemoration. Don't call it a celebration anymore. There, if you were to go to the German Bohemian Heritage Society library out here on South Minnesota Street and take a look at, I saw this movie just a couple of months ago. Somebody had taken a kind of a home movie of the 1962 event here. There were Indians here performing dances, and everybody was having a big, happy time together. The animosity then, in those days, you would get, not in a direct way, but more, I was a boy at the time, not exactly knowing or understanding what it was all about anyway. Nobody sat me down and told me good things or bad things about the event. It was just, 100 years ago, there was a war between the whites and the Indians here, and the whites won. And the Indians now live on the reservation, and we live here. And we can go there anytime we want and see the reservation, and they can come here anytime they want. And sometimes we celebrate together, and that's about it.